We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Phillies Fever every day at 3 o'clock. Ike. And today, it was the debut of Bryce Harper in Grapefruit League action. He comes to the plate in the first inning. Here's how it sounded.
Down the left field line.
I like the run in.
It sure is. Haseley's tagging from third. The throw goes toward third. Sacrifice fly, and the Phils are on the board. It's a 3-1 game.
It sounded a lot better off the bat, didn't it, Ike?
Hell yeah, I thought that was a home run.
I know, I was trying to.
Yeah, I was like, what?
There's the pitch. Yeah. Long drive. No, it was yeah. Jackson, it was a weak little left-handed.
Oh, it was.
To left field, yeah. But I guess the outfielder probably had to run over far enough to where.
Listen, he just missed it in my ass.
There you go.
But in the regular season, that's 400 feet.
Hey, man, listen, it counts the same. It's an RBI right there, Ike.
It's his first swing, man. I mean, his first at bat. So, yeah,
damn,
that's
right.
Cool.
He's on pace to break his
RBI
run of last year.
Long drive! So, there you go. Bryce Harper in the lineup today, and he gets a sacrifice fly as the Phillies are currently playing. Or is the game over yet, Jack? It's probably close to being over.
They're still playing.
Soon.
Yeah.
All right.
He was the guy, and real quick,
yeah,
because I think we forget how much fun it was, with Bryce being here last year, and I got to be honest with you, he was the only excitement, really, for me, throughout last year. And I know JT Realmuto played at an All Star level, but he's a freaking catcher, and let's face it, he's not Bryce Harper.
No, he's not.
So the way Bryce,
good point,
the way Bryce plays, even when it was over aggression early in the season, I can't wait to see him running the base pads, right? That the hair flowing in the wind, the helmet popping off as he rounds first base, possibly rounding second base, going into third, trying to stretch a single into a triple.
And the hair is even longer this year, right?
Yeah, that thing looks like a straight-up lion's mane now. So, yeah, man, he was fun, man. He was fun to watch last year. And I know some people say he had a disappointing season. To me, he didn't. He did not have a disappointing season. I thought – He
ended strong.
I thought he had a very good first season. And, man, playing in this town, expectations, that type of contract, what do we want him to do, come in here and be the MVP in his first year? Yeah, that's what we wanted him to do. His first year in Philadelphia, yeah, go be the MVP and lead the team back to the playoffs.
45 home runs.
It's hard to do, man. We set the expectations out there, but this dude played hard every day, didn't make any excuses. When he was struggling, I didn't hear this whining nonsense I hear coming out of the Wells Fargo Center.
He owned it.
It's typically not out of that place. It's typically on the road somewhere where you hear the whining. They play well at home, evident last night. But Bryce Harper, man, last year, man, come on, man. Has there ever been a guy that you sign for that type of money and he gets here and you're like, wow, he's better than what I thought. He's more than what I thought. He's not what I was expecting. And that's what I felt with Bryce Harper last year. Mm. Thought he was this smug, arrogant.
And he's not that at all.
Yeah, man.
No, he's not that at all.
That's what I was expecting last year, man. He couldn't have been further from being that type of person. I am excited about seeing him. I'm glad he's back.
Well, now he's fully settled in. I mean, he
yeah,
did have, like,
man.
I mean, if we're
yes.
talking about real life stuff, I mean, his wife was pregnant.
Like, you want me to give you some positive Ike on the Phillies? There's your 2020 National League MVP, damn it. Right there.
All right, you mentioned smut and smug and arrogant. Well, Jake Arrieta started today, Ike. How did he do, Jack?
Oh, he led a 3-run moonshot to Rowdy Tellez.
Sounds about right.
Hey, man, he's working on stuff.
Well, I mean, listen.
Apparently he looked okay, just like he led a moonshot.
Here's what I'll say with Jake Arrieta. Mm-hmm. I will be fine with a Jake Arrieta that is healthy and has around the 500 record with a 4 ERA.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for Joe Blanton is what I'm looking for out of Jake Arrieta.
Give me
for 25 million.
No, but hang on a sec. Yeah, but the money's
is
already
gonna
spent.
Hit a home run in the World Series.
Yeah, we can't even worry about the money anymore.
Yeah, but see, like, yeah, the money's already spent. Yeah. All I need. I know I'm not getting Jake Arrieta of a 25 or a $30 million player. What I need is a guy that at least gets to the fifth or sixth inning every start. Right, so
you got to eat up some innings.
If
man.
He can be 10 and 11 with a four ERA, I'll sign up for that right now because honestly, he doesn't have the stuff to do much else.
I agree.
Right,
I
so
agree.
Jack, would you be okay with that? 10 and 11?
Yeah, no, I think
it's about time we readjust our expectations with Jake.
Yeah, but I think there is at least a little bit of upside that he's healthy and he's in a contract year. I think we should be expecting like a 3-5.
No, that's a bonus.
Yeah, why you want to go there?
Well, because I think if you're buying into Jake Arrieta, you're buying into the contract year stuff. He wants one more contract. He's only 32 years old.
As long as we don't give it to him.
Right. There is upside to Jake Arrieta next year.
I don't disagree, but you also can't go in the season expecting him to be that type of player.
No, that's fair. I'm just saying, but there's at least a version of Jake Arrieta that can be a useful pitcher on this team.
You had that Pavetta thing work out.
When? That last year?
How about the first start?
Oh, I told you yesterday. He got bled to death.
There you go. That's Jack Fritz. All right, one last thing.
You need me to spin something positive? I'll spin it.
Adam Haseley, who seems to come into spring training as the favorite to win the center fielder job.
Yep.
Apparently, he injured his face today diving for a ball. I don't know if you saw it, Jack.
But he went
He went face first.
Young people.
So hopefully he's okay and doesn't have – I didn't see an update on it. But he really was diving for it. He smashed his face on the ground.
Did they not tell him you don't do that when you're expected to be the starting center fielder?
Well, it's February 25th, too, Holmes.
Yeah, I mean, relax, bro.
Yeah, don't break your face already.
Yeah, what are we doing out there?
All right, Philly
got hurt before Roman Quinn, which is like the biggest upset of the century.
Yeah, they may need three center fielders for one.
They will need three.
With these guys.
Yes.
All right, Philly's fever, everybody. There you go. There you
Loved
have it.
Loved it.
Every day at 3 o'clock.
Like it.
All right, back to the phones in a second. Howie Roseman, Smoke. Can we hear some Howie for the new listeners out there? I'm honestly blown away. I was not expecting
no new listeners out there. These same listeners have been in traffic since we came on air.
Well, it is raining outside.
Yeah, you haven't moved very far.
So Howie,
you do have a good version of 76. You're right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, we can see when there's traffic. So. Howie spoke first, and then Doug came on. Now, Doug had a couple things to say, but Howie, I think for the most part, he gave you the GM-type stuff. Doug's not building the team. That's Howie's job.
Right.
And
they cleared that up, too.
Yeah, they did. So this is what I took out of what he was saying, was he's more or less admitting that they're not winning the Super Bowl, and his actions at the trade deadline, people were like, whoa, Howie's gun-shy. Howie's not going for it. We kept playing if we don't, we don't, because that's kind of how he was acting, mm-hmm. right? Like, they were going to play out the year. They still felt like they had a shot, which they ended up making the playoffs after all. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't trying to get some duct tape to give up a draft pick and to try to make them better for last year. When I hear Howie speak, I hear Howie finally admitting that they can't win the Super Bowl this year. Here's some Howie Roseman from earlier.
Free this offseason to sign free agents who qualify for the contract for them.
I'm not free to sign free agents. Well, mostly last year. I think because we had 10 picks over a 2-year period, we sat there and felt like, and we paid Carson, and we have a lot of highly paid players on our team. We felt like we needed a year where we knew we were going to have double-digit draft picks. And so, you know, I look at it that some of those guys that we released during the season, they're good players, and they were good players for the teams that they went to after they came to us. But for us going forward, to have those picks and to know we had those picks was important to sitting here now and feeling like we're going to have 10 picks and we need that amount of guys. Now, when we look at it, I think the scenario changes a little bit in terms of if we can get the right free agents. We're not in a mode now where maybe we try to find the undervalued older guys that we try to find the last couple of years. And going forward, we're trying to build this over a period of time. We're not kind of in this one-year window.
There you go, Howie Roseman. They're building.
Hmm.
This isn't a rebuild. It's kind of a retool.
Reload, baby.
Well, to me, that was code for, I think we're a 9-7 or a 10-6 team, and we are not going to be winning a Super Bowl in 2020, which I think a lot of Eagles fans out there were expecting, I don't know, a different attitude, maybe something different.
Yeah, and I don't know if Howie is trying to give us sort of this tempered expectation, sort of GM talk out there, what have you, but I would believe you're – if he truly believes that, and anyone believes that this team doesn't have a chance to win next year, they're sadly mistaken. You just don't take years off in the NFL. You don't. When you take years off in the NFL is when you're at the bottom, when you're the Cincinnati Bengals, when you're the Washington Redskins. That's when you take years off in the NFL because you know you have to scrap this thing and start it all over and build it from the ground up. The Eagles did that a couple years ago without really hitting rock bottom and still was able to get up to the number two pick to get their franchise quarterback. Once you select your franchise quarterback, man, there is no going back. There is no going back. And you've already won one Super Bowl, so you know there is no going back from a fan's mentality standpoint. And so they are in a good position this offseason. They aren't that far away, man. You talk about how you like the offense. How much better would you like this offense if you add an Amari Cooper to it, right? Or you add a CeeDee Lamb to it? See, I'm all about being aggressive this year. We're sitting at 21. I need us to get to about 14 to go get CeeDee, to go get CeeDee Lamb.
Get your guy.
Yeah, that's what I need them to do.
But
I want him over Ruggs. I want him over – listen, I would take Jerry Jeudy, but we're not getting the number one receiver in the draft. He's going to be gone. But I'll take CeeDee Lamb, who I could make the argument. He's the number one receiver in the draft.
Might end up being.
I can make that argument.
Without a doubt.
Yes, sir.
Now, here's the problem. Your defense stinks, right? And and how he knows it. And this isn't a team that you can take from where they are right now, which is a good team. Like, Ike, when you say that they're not that far away.
Not that far away.
I don't disagree with you. But to get from where they are to where they really need to be, they're missing a defense, man. And I think Howie realizes it. Remember, trade deadline, he could have very easily went out and tried to make them better for the stretch run. This is a bad division. They could have very easily went out and traded a second or a third round draft pick like they did the year before. They didn't. He showed everybody at the trade deadline that he really didn't think that this was the team that was a Super Bowl team. Mm-hmm. And now he's talking like that the very next offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Can we hear more Howie? You have another Howie cut? So Howie, again, he went back into this whole thing. He's not talking about going forward to 2020. He's talking about this whole window.
Yeah, I think the one thing we got to be careful of is the amount of cap room we have this year and then how it's affected next year and the years going forward, because we don't want to be in a position where we lose flexibility totally by doing that. So we're hopeful that if we go into the free agent market, that maybe we're signing guys that are more core guys than more one or two-year guys, and we look at it from building our team over a 2-3-year perspective as opposed to just kind of this one-year window.
It sure sounds like they're punting on 2020.
That's just – no.
A little bit.
Sound like they're going to be smart.
888-729-9494.
Which is what they need to do. And you can still be smart and not feel as if you had to make these desperate moves because you do have cap space, because you do have draft picks. One of the things they didn't have the last 2 years was draft picks. You know, when they were trading away Jordan Matthews in a third-round pick for Ron Darby, okay, you're giving up picks. When you're trading away a third-round pick for Golden Tate, you're giving up picks, right? So they didn't have draft picks the last 2 years. I think they had a total of 10 draft picks in the 17 draft and the 18 draft. And trying to keep the quote-unquote new norm going, which is what everybody wanted, nobody was ready to take a year off after the Super Bowl. So now Howie is pressed to try to keep a team that's already old relevant and keep them winning. That's where he made the mistake at. That's where he made the mistake at, and they realize that now. They realize that now.
Seems like it.
They realize that now.
Yep. Are they punting on the season, Jack? Jack Fritz, seems like it.
I feel like they're too talented to fully punt on the season. Like, there's definitely, like, anytime you go into a season with Carson Wentz.
Listen, yeah. Punting. Yeah, we're going to be in the playoffs. So that's not punting on the season.
Well, that's
as long as 11 is up for 16, we're getting in the playoffs.
They're just not all – I would say they're just not all in.
They wouldn't – yeah, right.
They're not going to go spend crazy. They're not going to do what they did.
They're acting like they did at the trade deadline.
They want to retool.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. No. They are. They
well,
know –
at the trade deadline, they were in a lot of conversations. The conversations just didn't make sense to them.
They're acting like they know that this is not a Super Bowl team. I mean, it's a good team. It's a team that can win 9 or 10 games. But how he's talking, and they're acting like this isn't a team that's a Super Bowl team in 2020. Let's go to Hassan.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out how would they be a Super Bowl team in 2021.
How?
Yeah.
Well, their draft picks are now in their second year.
So how he's going to draft a good enough class is going to make you a Super Bowl team in 2 years?
But he also said that you're not spending all of your cap room in 2020. You have to remember that there's
right.
Other-
so if they don't spend money on free agents, they spend money on their own players. What players here now? How many players on this team right now that would be up for a contract within a year are you ready to give new deals to?
What I'm saying is if you sign one free agent this year, one big free agent this year, you could sign perhaps another big free agent in 2021. That's what I took out of what Howie was saying.
Like, you only need one big free agent. It doesn't mean you only sign one free agent. You said big free agent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I'll take one big free agent.
Let's go to Hassan in Strawberry Mansion. Hassan, how are you?
I'm good, fellas. How you doing today?
All right.
What's up, Hassan?
Not much, man. I got two things from that interview. How he sounds good and what he's saying, but his track record, and I'm speaking to Diller specifically because he's the latest. I don't trust how he's going forward in the draft. And I'm totally with you with CeeDee Lamb. I for one, think he's the best one in the draft.
Yep.
Although I'll take anybody from Alabama for real.
Yeah,
anytime you playing rock, paper, scissors for a route, you come out here and do anything I need you to do.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be upset if they went with Henry Ruggs III or one of these other guys either. I how about Justin Jefferson, kid from LSU? You know, I think I'd take him over to kid from Colorado, who I have no idea whether he can play or not.
Yeah. I don't know, but that I'll take T. Higgins, even though I know you don't trust him. He might turn into a T.O.
Well, like Ike is saying, if you wait at 21, you might end up getting a guy like T. Higgins.
Oh, yeah, that's
might
what
end
you
up
will get, yeah.
Be the guy that you want.
Yeah, or you may not even get a T. Higgins. Like, I don't know what – I guess I got to look. See, I haven't even looked at the draft from the standpoint of
– who needs wide receivers.
Yeah, who needs wide receivers and who may look to try to trade up and – you know, you're going to get some of these combine workout warriors. They'll be rising up the draft boards, and Mel Kiper and Todd McShay.
Right, Ruggs will be a top 10 pick if he
Ruggs
runs
will
a
run a 4.2. Yeah, he'll run a 4.2, and we won't be able to get him either.
Well, they could have drafted the combine warrior last year in DK Metcalf, but, you know,
right.
They took J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
Yeah, they thought DK was just a combine warrior.
Yeah, well, maybe combine warriors, there's something to that, huh?
So people really
not
aren't
all bad, huh?
People's reaction really isn't that Howie more or less is saying, like, yeah, I mean, obviously the Eagles don't go into the season and say, like, we're not trying to win. But their actions are telling you what they really think of their team.
Mm-hmm.
And the actions of the Eagles in the last however many months, really since the trade deadline, has told you that they don't think that they're going to be a Super Bowl team this season. And that surprises me. It surprises me that they're more or less kind of going into this offseason with that strategy, and really saying it too. But it's one thing to go out and say you're going to be aggressive and then not do it. That's what they've kind of been doing. Right? Like Howie's always
– so far.
Yeah.
Well, trade deadline.
So you're not taking this as a – like I don't want to say punning. That's what Jack put up on Twitter as our Twitter question. But
I wonder you're getting a reaction. I haven't seen the Twitter question.
Yeah, but I mean –
if he used that.
But that's like they're not giving up on the season, but they're also – it doesn't seem to me that they look like that they can win this year, and they're trying to add pieces to try to win. They're saying we're 9-7, 10-6.
Yeah, but see, I don't understand how you can say that, just like I don't understand how we can say that when it's just February 25th. Right now they don't look like their team that's built to win the Super Bowl, but a lot of things change throughout free agency and the draft. Things change. And I don't think they're far away. I believe if Carson stays healthy in that playoff game, they beat Seattle. I didn't think Seattle was that great of a team. That's Russell Wilson pretty much carrying the team on his back. I mean, Seattle is going out and getting Marshawn Lynch as their running back for the playoffs.
No, you're right.
So, again, that's what's great about the NFL, man. Like, it's not the records you see in college football is a great indicator for the discrepancy in talent level, right? Like, the good teams are the good teams, and the mediocre teams, there's a reason they're there at 7-6 or 8-4. And pro football, the difference between being an 11-5 team or a 9-17 or 8-18 that doesn't make the playoffs could be your quarterback play, could be injuries suffered. Like, it could be you play the last play schedule, right? And all your guys stayed healthy. That's why you had a good record, but you weren't really – like, everybody thought Green Bay was a terrible 13-3 team, right?
Yeah, I didn't think they were that good.
They were the number two seed. And the Eagles went and beat them up in Green Bay.
That's very true.
So sometimes the record don't really tell you exactly who they are as a team, and that's why in the NFL it's always dangerous in the offseason, unless you absolutely have to sell it to your fans, to punt on the season. Like, you just don't say, well, we don't have a chance to win this year, so I'm not going to go do this or I'm not going to go do that. No, man, your job – is to go do it. If you have the resources to do it, then go put me a team on the field that can win.
Let's go to James in Reading, Pennsylvania. James, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Hi, James.
Hi.
What's up, James?
Hi. You're doing good, man. I thought about it. I said, boy, Howie better watch his job over there in Philly.
Well, he sounds like he knows he's going to be here for a little while.
Not with you talking.
Well, I'm just giving an opinion. They don't listen to me. Well,
hey,
they do sometimes.
Man,
they do listen to me sometimes.
Yeah, you give us a chance to look a little deeper into the detail.
Yeah, yes. What's up, brother? What's happening?
And I appreciate you for that. And, hey, I don't think you should take that word back, Mark.
Why?
Because – you know what? I believe, you know, it's called tempo. It's called tempo. Today they had a chance to set the tempo. We're talking about the NFL team. And when you're talking about the NFL team, you got the chance to set the tempo. Every question that was asked today should have been topped off. Yeah, we're winning that Super Bowl this year too.
But James, he didn't do that. And that's normally Howie when he sets the tempo for his team or his organization.
Or the tone.
Yes. That's normally what he does.
Yes.
Now you would mention this.
Is Howie running a fast break offense?
That was you last night in the Powell game, which
Neto.
We'll get to. But no, I mean, he has always been, no, we're not. This isn't about a build or a retool. Mm-hmm. With Howie, it's always been foot on the accelerator, foot on the gas. We're going for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shocked that he's coming out today and he's more or less saying, like, yeah, we're not going for it this year. I mean,
which,
it's more or less what he said.
Which tells me, buckle up.
Well, they're going to sign every free agent on the market. 888-729.
Same team all over again?
94-94, 888-729.
Hey, man, I believe the Cooper stuff. Now, he has to get the free agency. He has to get there. So, meaning if the Cowboys allow him to get the free agency, yeah. You're telling me the Eagles aren't going to be in on Amari Cooper? Nah, I ain't buying that.
I don't know.
They were willing to give up a second-round pick for him a year ago.
I think there was a cut where he said, if we don't, we don't. Didn't he say that, Jack? Or that, no, that was a different GM.
We don't talk like that at the Nova.
If we don't, we don't.
888-729-94.
There's also audio of Jeff Lurie.
I'm not a potted plant sitting in the corner.
See, we don't talk like that over there, man. That's across the street at CBP.
I guess I'm just – I didn't think Howie was going to say anything today. I thought we were going to come on and be like, all right, well, you know, Howie never says anything. He's a good GM. He's smart or whatever. No, in fact, he did say things, including it sounds like Jason Peters is going to be back in 2020.
Now, that would concern me.
Just a little bit?
Yeah,
what the hell's going on?
Yeah,
plus, we'll continue with the Howie discussion. But Doug was also asked today about why Mike Groh was fired after he said that he was safe. You'll hear that discussion coming up right after this. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen. The cold winter weather hasn't convinced you to replace your drafting inefficient windows and doors, then maybe my good friends at Guided Door and Window can help you by giving you one more month to do so at their best prices of the year. If you haven't taken advantage of the big winter sale from Guided, then here's your last chance to do it. You got to do it now, because the offer expires at the end of February, but it's 40% off every window and door that you buy. That's 40% off each expertly installed energy-efficient replacement window, which also includes free high-performance low-E glass, and 40% off any high-quality door. That includes insulated entry doors, sliding patio doors, garage doors, even storm doors, and you can buy now and pay later with Guida's interest-free financing or their low monthly payment plans. But again, you got to get in now. The offer expires at the end of February. It's their best discounts of the season, so get in right now. Call Guida for a free in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA. That's 877-GO-GUIDA or online at goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.